afternoon, here we are back in the, I won't say the bowels of the Civic Centre, that always sounds like it's sort of dirty and dingy. It isn't. It's such a light and bright and cheerful space.
Lovely books. Space.
And here we are reading, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, May 8, 2024. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's just good to be here. A little bit of cloud around today and ongoing dry weather. We'll talk about the weather. Okay. I'll talk about the weather.
We need rain.
We need rain. Everyone's saying we need rain. Even people that don't like rain are saying we need rain. Anyhow, 150 years ago, gun accident. Mr. Mitchell of Smithfield, while engaged in shooting pigeons on Tuesday morning last, met with a very unusual accident. His gun unexpectedly going off while the muzzle was pointed towards one of his feet, the toes of which were seriously shattered by the discharge. He is under the care of Dr. Popham, and it is yet uncertain whether amputation will have to be resorted to. And the editor in me is rewriting that sentence as I read it, which is very naughty. So, yes, imagine just shooting your foot off. Well, it's better than shooting your mouth off, which is what I tend to do. Anyway.
100 years ago, Mother's Day. In spite of the efforts to popularise Father's Day, it is not yet on the map, whilst every year Mother's Day rises in popularity. Next Sunday, you must wear a white flower for remembrance of all that the race and you as an individual owe to Mother. The theme needs no labouring. The effect of the day is to bring happiness and family reunion into many homes, cementing that greatest of human institutions. It also gives rise to chivalrous impulses in the protection of womanhood and the better love and care for children. Oh, that
you want to throw up.
No.
But it's nice to wear a white flower. I didn't realise that.
Well, then gifts, and yes, it is.
I have issues
with Mother's Day. Oh. I have such issues with it ever since childhood. It's just so overdone. Sickening. It just...
Yeah. Buy a chainsaw for your mother for Mother's Day. It's like, yeah, really? So she can cut up wood or whatever. 50 years ago, $12,000 campaign for kindy is, quote, wasted, unquote. A three-year fundraising campaign by members of the Evanston Preschool Centre Committee had been a wasted effort, it was claimed this week. The committee, which organised the Gawler Community Carnival in 1971 and 1972, raised $12,000 in a bid to establish the kindergarten. A spokesman for the committee said this week, members believe that because of the money raised, the proposed kindergarten had received a substantially reduced grant from the kindergarten union. If the committee had not raised 1 cent, the kindergarten in all likelihood would have received a grant of $37,000, he said. But because the committee raised $12,000, the Evanston project has been penalised and will receive a government-sponsored grant of $25,600, which, of course, is the $37,600 less $12,000.
Yes.
Yeah. So thanks for raising the money and we'll just reduce your... That's almost cruel, isn't it? That's what happens, though.
Yes.
Thank you for looking after yourself and you can keep on doing it. Philosophy.
So... 25 years ago, Gawler trader fights off thief. A Murray Street jeweller fought off an offender who attempted to steal rings from his store on Thursday. A young male allegedly jumped the counter inside the store and grabbed an assortment of rings just after 1:30 p.m. The store owner confronted and struggled with the offender who fled without the rings. That's a bit desperate, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder which one that was. Was it Bob Carr or Britton's?
Probably. I think they were the only jewellers.
I think they were the only two.
Second one?
Was Bob Carr still operating?
I don't remember a Bob Carr jeweller.
Yeah, he was up the northern end, up near the Bunyip. Was he just between the Bunyip and the arcade?
Might have been a second jeweller up
there. Yeah, he was up there because that, I know that's where my wedding ring and engagement ring came from. Poor Mark, he went and got his, picked out a wedding ring for me, and I said, oh, it's a bit plain, isn't it? And went back in and had a look and found the most beautiful wedding ring, and of course it cost him about six times as much, but never mind. It's a beautiful ring, I've still got it. But yeah, Bob was up there, had a lovely little store. Why would you think you could get away with something like that? God, desperate.
Yes, I'd say so. Not thinking.
10 years ago, Hoonhaven at Sunnyside. Residents living on Sunnyside Drive in Evanston Park are concerned motorists are treating their street like a racetrack. Ex-Highway Patrol Officer John Parry and his wife Christine live on the thoroughfare and said it was only a matter of time before a serious accident happened. The Parry's neighbour, Phil Clift, agreed and said he had already seen several close calls. People fly out of the side streets and along the road. I've seen a few near misses. It can be mayhem down here, he said. And there's a photograph of a couple with the street and a red car going along it behind them.
I have to confess to having once gone over the speed limit on Sunnyside Drive. It was when I was running for council and I was exhausted and I saw two cops with a radar and I looked at it. Oh, I'm over the speed limit. I'm normally so careful.
And you got pinged?
I didn't get pinged.
Oh, really?
I still can't fathom how I did not get pinged.
Oh, wow.
I just can't fathom it. This was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, but I think I must have just gone over and, because I'm usually really, especially along Sunnyside Drive also, because my friend lived just off Sunnyside Drive. And we used to work, we set up sort of a home office. She had a home office in our garage and we used to work there. And so I drove along Sunnyside Drive a lot. And it's one of those roads I was always very cautious on.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's it for this week. It's an interesting little set of stories. Yes, it's always fun in the Bunyip. So that's all for this week.
Yes,
and
it is.
Same time next week, Jeanette.
Yes, same time next week, Kate.
Wishing everyone well.
Yes. For old life's song.